So, I realised today I've been thinking small. I didn't know I was thinking small. And this is a term that I hear lots of coaches use. You're thinking small, or think bigger, think big, be big, all of that sort of thing. I've never really bought into it. And a lovely friend and a great coach I know who lives in the States has started this project Unreasonable, where we go on into a group and post what we're going to do, an unreasonable thing that we're going to do on each day. And through that, and not because of that, I have to say, but through that, today I suddenly came to a realisation. I've been thinking about my new project as a small project, as me doing something, as me making a difference, as me as a freelancer, as a contractor. And I realised today, it started with, I can't do this on my own, and I don't want to do this on my own, it's too big. And that dawned on me, it really is too big. Not too big for me to do, but big, huge in fact. This project is a huge project. This can change the face of the aftercare for recovering addicts. This is a whole new paradigm, a whole new way of thinking about addiction. I'm not on my own with this concept, not by far, but I am one of a very few group of people. I am going against the understood way of treating addiction. I'm going against the normal application of people in recovery. And I'm going against it because I've never believed it. I've never believed that a person is never recovered and always in recovery. And through my training on innate health and my research into addiction, I've realised that I can bring this paradigm, this project, this amazing insight to others, with others, collaboratively. Big.